And I'm now joined in the studio by Stuart Day, this week's Scala guest. Stuart, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Hi, Lisa. Hi, listeners.
Hello. Yes. Hello, everyone. So this fine early Saturday morning, thanks so much for coming in. I understand you had a gig last night, and it's especially cruel to get musicians in an early morning, but so after a gig.
It's a human rights issue sometimes, but it wasn't an especially late gig last night. So,
well, there we go.
I'm happy to be here.
Great, great. And, of course, you're here to chat about your experience with Scala's Foom Festival, which is currently happening, and there's been heats at the Weedy. Of course, you winning Heat 3. So we'll have a chat about that a bit later. But before that, I wanted to find out a bit more about you and your background, because looking through your list of credits, it spans across television, theatre, live performance, as well as performing your own original music as well. So how did you get into those kind of creative collaborations?
Well, I grew up in Mount Gambier, and as a teenager, it wasn't really clear to me that you could make a living as an artist or a musician in particular. And I played in punk bands at school and was doing gigs when I was 15. When my friends were working in the chicken shop and in the sawmills and so on, I came up to Adelaide to go to college, learn to be a teacher. I really wasn't into the teaching, so I just started playing in bands. But I guess because I'd had an interest in theatre in particular in the Mount, excuse me, sort of found my way into a bit of a network of people who were theatre people, actors and directors and so on. And I started working, my first job in the theatre was with Patch Theatre back in 1984 when they were still down at Glenelg.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, really, I guess it was just following streams that I could see that meant I wouldn't have to go and get a real job.
Mm.
So, between the theatre, and I've done work for ABC radio and TV over the years, occasional commissions for TV soundtracks, and lots of work for the State Theatre Company. I was very lucky, I guess, to strike up a rapport with Adam Cook when he was the director there. So I've done, over the years, with various directors, I think it's something like 21 shows for the State Theatre Company since, you know, in this century.
Fantastic.
And other occasional gigs with Windmill and Brink and so on. But all the while I've been, well, of course, that involves writing a lot of music for underscoring and what have you, as well as sound designing and collating sound effects and all that sort of stuff. So, but all the while I've been playing also in bands, cover bands, tribute bands, original bands, and pretty much anything I can do to keep the wolf from the door.
Yeah, of course.
As I say, being a musician's a good life if you don't like money.
Yes. And so what's your kind of process when you get involved in these productions? How early in the rehearsal process do you become involved in order to create the soundscapes that do eventually accompany?
Well, it usually happens fairly early in the piece. I mean, with the larger companies, you'll usually know the year before. You know, when they start to think about their program for next year, they'll often get in touch and ask if I'd be free in, you know, September next year to do a show, and I always say yes, of course. but the process itself starts with the script, of course, and a discussion with the director. I'll go through the script and jot down everything I can think of that might be an opportunity for sound, and then we'll talk with the director and decide which may or may not work. Some stay on the back burner, some get rejected immediately, and some are such strong ideas that they
interesting creative process that and that need to be responsive as well. Yeah. And you mentioned as well that alongside those kind of commissioned works that you've been involved in cover bands and original bands. And so have you always worked as part of ensembles rather than more solo work or?
Look, again, I've been doing solo gigs for maybe 10 or 15 years now. Just as another income stream, you know, because you can go out and play in a six-piece band, get $100 for a gig, which is okay, or you can go and do a solo gig and come home with $300. So,
yeah,
you know, it's just the economics.
Yeah, of course, of course. And so, when you're writing your own original music to perform yourself, do you find that you're drawn to particular themes?
I guess I like to. I quite like John Lennon's advice on songwriting. He said, "Decide what you want to say, and then make a rhyme,"
which That's is good.
Very simple. And really, it drives home the importance, I guess, of really having something to say. So I can write about. You know, you can do a character study of somebody that interests you, or you can write a story about something that you've heard on the news or something that's happened to someone around you. I write love songs, but I try and make them true. Mm-hmm. I just try and tell the truth, I suppose.
Yeah. It's a pretty noble brief, I think, yeah.
Whether I succeed or not is another question.
Well, I'm sure the longevity of your career suggests that people do respond well to what you come up with. So you have brought your guitar in with you. Yep, there it is. Proof. What song? We're going to hear a couple of songs from you. What's the first song that you'd like to play?
I entered FOOM this year for the very first time. FOOM is the Festival of Original Music that is run by Scala, which is the Songwriters, Composers and Lyricists Association of South Australia. And I thought I would... what was the question again?
Which song would you like to play?
Which song? Good. We'll get into FOOM later.
Yeah.
It's a song called Why Would You Ever Fall in Love? And this is a song that I hope tells the hidden truth about falling in love.
Fantastic.
I'm just going to get my harmonica in position here.
Great. So this is Stuart Day with Why Would You Ever Want to Fall in Love?
Sleepless nights, and if you knew about the endless fights and the abuses of your human rights, you would never fall in love. And if you knew about the time you waste gazing enraptured at your lover's face, and if you knew of Adam's fall from grace, you would never fall in love. It's like a dream or some kind of grand illusion where your reality doesn't tally with anyone else. Love can be cruel and cause us great confusion. Grown men weep, respectable women forget themselves. So if you never had to bite your tongue, or leave a party while the night was young, or pay the full price for a little fun, you've never been in love. And if you never had your ego crushed, or had your conversation tuttered and hushed, and if you've never seen your future flushed, well, you've never been in love. Why would you ever fall in love?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Let that serve as a warning.
Yeah, that's it. A friendly, gentle warning. Yeah, the risks that are just around the corner at any given moment. Yeah. No, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks.
So you've got the guitar, you've got the harmonica. Are there any other instruments up your sleeve?
I play a bunch of different instruments. I play a mandolin, violin, fiddle, and keyboards, bass. Anything I can get paid for.
Quintuple threat, or you know, sextuple threat. We're getting into high figures there. Yeah, fantastic. So, is that the song that you've entered into this year's Festival of Original Music?
And
yeah,
I'm very, very proud to have won the heat on Thursday night.
Yeah, fantastic.
Made some really great competition.
Yeah,
got to say, I haven't been to Firm before, so not even as a spectator. So it was. Really fine to hear the range and quality of the people in the competition.
Yeah. And what's your experience been so far with the, you know, it's limited your experience with Scala, but so far so good.
Yeah. Man, the room was full of people who were really, really into music, and I didn't really have a kind of entourage with me. You know, I guess if I'd really thought about it,
pack the room, yeah.
Got some friends to,
that's it.
To vote, because the vote goes. I don't know quite exactly the nuts and bolts details, but there are two judges at each heat, and there is a popular vote as well. So the audience jots down who they liked, and I came top of that list, which was fantastic. So I guess it would be possible in theory to load the popular vote.
But, yeah. There's a man handing out just $5 notes at the door. I don't know.
Just in the, that?
Yeah. No, it's great. And so what else is on the cards for you this year coming up? We're already in August. I can't believe it. 2018's almost gone. But what else is on the cards for you in terms of upcoming gigs, releases?
Well, just at the moment, I have 5-6 weeks on the road with Patch Theatre. We're doing an adaptation of Nick Bland's Cranky Bear at the Arts Theatre this week in Angus Street. And then we hit the road. We're doing Whyalla, Renmark, Mount Gambier, various...
The rationale behind forming a band is, you know, this back catalogue that each individual has and brings to the table. Yeah,
that's right. So, I don't know. I've got a few different bands that I'm playing in regularly at the moment. One's the Hall of Fame. It's the South Australian Music Hall of Fame. That includes such luminaries as Dave Blight, a harmonica player from Cold Chisel, and Chris Finnan. Trev Warner, the great hillbilly fiddle player. Sometimes Rockin' Rob Riley's on the boards with us. That's great playing with those guys. Such a wealth of experience there. Got the OCs. I play bass in a blues band called the Blue Cats.
Great.
We've also been playing for 20 years or more. Got a group called the Beggars, which started out as an original band. That's a little three-piece acoustic. A vocal group, really, in the tradition of the Seekers and the Peter, Paul and Mary and that sort of sound. I do a Neil Young tribute called Young Neil.
Yeah, which, very good.
Neil Young's one of my great favourites, and really one of those great artists who's been around for such a long time. You know, I was listening to his records when I was 13 years old, and he's still doing great work.
Yeah,
I do solo gigs as well. I do play originals and covers at various joints like that.
God, you got fingers in so many different pies. It's over the joint.
You have to, perhaps, as an actor, you might know yourself.
Yes.
Trying to make a living, you've got to got to keep the feelers open and be ready to say yes to anything that comes along.
Yeah, of course, of course.
That's a good life. I enjoy it.
Yeah, no, it's great. Keeps the variety, keeps it going. Well, Stuart, thanks so much for your time this morning. It's been great to hear your music and a bit more about the, you know, what goes on behind the music as well. Would you like to wrap us up with another song? Which final song?
I think of this song as an antidote to that last song.
Oh, great.
So Why Would You Ever Fall in Love? This is called That Sweet Old Song. And I wrote this song about Rundle Street East.
Beautiful.
So that's the setting.
Fantastic. Take it away.
Well, we talked and talked and talked about it all night long. When the sun came up, we were still blabbing on. So we went out for some coffee and a croissant in the light of the early morn. But the things that we were talking about could not be named. Till the walls came down and we were unashamed. And as the city woke around us, we were on in tune. We were singing that sweet old song. Singing that sweet old song. Oh, the working man. Woman in the street must have caught the echo of a memory, a sound so sweet. Now there's a car park on the corner where the old cafe sheltered us on that fateful day. And the owner and the old crowd have all gone away to wherever those old friends go. But we learned to stick together and our love held sway. We're still singing that sweet old song. Singing that sweet old song.
Stuart Day there with that sweet old song. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
You can also head to stewdaymusic.com to keep up to speed with your various projects, and also on Facebook as well. And there's Stewday in the OC.
Facebook might be a better bet for the upcoming gigs.
Yep, fantastic. So do head along, and also keep up to speed with Foom by heading to the Scala website and also following Scala on Facebook, where they post details of the upcoming finals at the Weedy as part of their Festival of Original Music, again giving a platform to new and established musicians to share their great work with audiences keen to listen.
Yeah, fantastic. The grand final is Thursday week, I think. It's the 26th.
Sounds right to me, it's definitely a Thursday, and it's at the Weedy, one of the great live music venues here in Adelaide. So, Stuart, thanks again, and hope you have a lovely weekend, and best of luck for your Foom final.
Thank you.